We monster truck it up.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become the world's very first totally nude polo player, watch out for the steaming divots, it's Alexis Thompson.
Well, that's quite a visual. Woo! Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning, and good morning to Kenny.
Hi, gang.
Hi. And hi to you on this Thursday, September 10th, 2020. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to one more alarm clock till the weekend. Welcome to National Swap Ideas Day. Welcome to National TV Dinner Day. Welcome to National School Picture Day. Yeah, come on. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Yesterday, I think you were brewing as we went on the air. Today, I hope you are enjoying a couple sips of delicious coffee.
Oh, yes, Jace, I'm ready to go. I'm back to the Puerto Rican style.
Mm-hmm.
It is dark roast. It is strong and long and...
Oh.
Now put the friction on.
That's some coffee.
Let's get physical!
Yeah, if I could.
Dawn, how's your long coffee doing?
Oh my gosh, well mine is a decaf tea and it's not bringing the friction, but it is bringing some persistent, pioneering, and resourceful qualities today.
Yummy.
Kenny, I don't even know what to say to you. Go ahead.
Nothing I can say can top what they just said. I'm just drinking the very cheap Swanson Hungry Man cup of coffee.
Okay.
Oh, to go with your Hungry Man meal.
Yes.
Yeah, the Swanson Hungry Man meal. Yeah. Mine is bumpy. Mine is soft. Mine is square, but yet round. Mine is oval, yet curved. Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Whoa, cheers.
Yeah. Mm, yeah. Cheers. Mm.
Oh, this is really good today, actually. Oh, it's iced.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm still drinking the iced, even though it's cool. But I don't know. I just, I loved the iced beverages. So
the Starbucks hours, right? Or did you make this yourself?
I made it myself. Starbucks is still, they're doing every other day. It's like, we're open from 1:30 to 2:15. And then the next day it's, 12 to 12:45 or whatever. I don't know. I've given up on that one. I've heard it is because of, the pandemic and trying to schedule. And so the Starbucks over here by Channel 9, it just has just whack-a-doodle hours. I don't even know. I think they're open maybe in the middle of the night, and then they just close down during the rest of the day. I have no idea. So how's everybody doing? Lex, how you doing?
Oh, I feel great today. I can't believe it's Thursday.
Yeah, you sound the essence in your voice is very chipper. It sounds like you got a decent night's sleep.
I did get some sleep. See? Yeah, yep. The baby seems to be semi getting on a schedule. So that is a victory right there.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Oh. And Don, how are you today? Any car problems today, my love? I thought about you all day yesterday.
Yesterday was sucked. I was like, so today I'm like, I'm just gonna wear, I have a sweatshirt on and some jeans. I didn't dress up at all. I'm like, I'm not doing it.
No.
So probably the first time ever I'm wearing a sweatshirt to work. And today's going to be a better day. Let's just say
it will.
That I did not pay for my car repair because the part was still under warranty. Oh, I got it on July 23rd. That's how long ago, it was that they replaced this for the second time. This is the third time they replaced this solenoid.
Same thing.
So, the next step for me is to go back to the dealership where I bought it and go, what's going on with this car that I bought 90 days ago that have had four repairs?
Yeah. Hello. That doesn't seem quite right.
Yeah.
I mean, again, 90 days ago. That's crazy.
Now, me backing into the pole is my problem.
I can fully
admit that has nothing to do with them. But honestly, to have a car in the shop four times with two separate problems. It's like, come on, guys.
Now that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's nuts. Kenny, how are you, buddy? I love you. Give it to me, Kenny. Come on, give it to me.
I learned a lesson.
What, buddy?
The lesson was learned this morning. I never eat two hot dogs for lunch and tacos for dinner if you're Scandinavian. And let's just move on. Jason, how are you? Tell me about you, please, Jason.
Oh, kidding. Oh,
that's just
lots of cheese, lots of salsa.
No, yeah. We're moving along.
Okay, Jason, how are you?
Oh, God.
Jason, tell us about you.
That's so good.
No, it's not.
I know. No, I mean that. And no, yeah. You know, doing pretty well. I mean, you know, it's a, if I mentioned this yesterday, you know, if I'm being very honest, the next few weeks, months are going to be a little challenging. You know, my mom is understandably kind of an emotional roller coaster, and I am not. You know, real honest Dr. Phil moment here. I am not real equipped to handle this. So it's really hard. It is an exercise in patience and not getting frustrated because, you know, she has highs and then she has lows. And, you know, I want her to try to focus on what the good, you know, the fact that she's safe and alive and rescued and is here, and you know what I mean. And
does it still feel like a vacation for her? Maybe
no,
this I don't, isn't real, or
maybe I don't know. But you know, there are hours in the day where she becomes very focused on what she left behind, and that we haven't been able to get yet, and it gets frustrating, you know, and it's hard. I don't know the right things to say. I don't know what to do. And, you know, being the only child, it's on me. And it's a lot of pressure. And I'm just trying to figure out how to do the best thing for my mom. Also, you know, it upsets me. I get irritated. I take it out on Colin. I have to try to find a way. I got to find a good balance because I'm not having it right now, and I just literally want to run into the woods like Nell.
I really do.
If I'm just being honest, I'm not proud of this, but it's really getting to me, and I'm kind of cracking under the pressure of it all. And I want to run in. I want to find Liam Neeson. I want to become a woodswoman, and I want to check up hay in the wind. I want to. That's what I want to do for like a month.
Just thinking actually last night when I'm like, this day sucked, and I'm kind of giving myself permission to be like not in a good mood about things. And and I thought, I just tomorrow on the show I'm gonna say, do you guys just want to go live in the woods, create a commune? All we really need is food and shelter. Kenny can hunt for us, and we can just, you know, trade. One person will be the carrot nice guy, and then like just because to get away from everything in the world and all these pressures.
I'm down.
I think about that all the time, you guys.
Well, let's
all
go.
Kenny said no. I heard him say no.
Kenny eventually changes. He's thinking about his hot dog. I mean, we're, you know.
I didn't say no, but now I'm thinking about this hippie farm turning my place into a commune up there. Gonna have you clowns walking around barefoot.
Sure.
Eating flowers and bugs.
We might be more bare than that.
It probably will be, Lex. I'm finally done for that. I never thought I would want to live in the woods. Now I kind of do. I just want to go in the
woods. I do have a big house. Yeah. It's a 5-bedroom house, so there's plenty of room. It could just as well be you guys instead of my in-laws. So come on up. As a matter of fact,
you're like, no room. Anytime. Sorry, my radio friends are here.
Sorry,
they're real loud, so you probably don't want to stay here anyway. So
and they're naked.
They're bartering. There's a carrot guy. There's a great drapes girl. Yeah. You know, they're just trading goods and services.
Yeah, they might not put towels down.
Yeah. And nobody's putting out, so stay away. It's not that kind of commune.
Yep. Our bare asses are everywhere. Sorry, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? You're allowed to just feel all the feels. You're having a bad day, feel it, because then you can really celebrate the good days, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, life is hard, and it can really suck sometimes.
Yeah, and I just, you know, and I didn't really worry. I thought, you know, do I say this? Because obviously my mom is in a much more difficult position I am. Me saying that I'm overwhelmed doesn't mean that I'm not grateful for the stable life that I have. It just means, as her son, I don't know how to handle this. I don't have the equipment and I can't do this. I don't know how to do it right for her because she needs.
No handbook.
Yeah, there is no handbook. And I, you know, going through tremendous loss like my mom has, I just don't know what to do. And I also selfishly have to protect my own life. I can't let it affect my marriage and my jobs. And I, you know what I mean? Because if that crumbles, then I'm really no use to her. So it's just a trickle down thing that I'm just trying to deal with. And it's a struggle. And
did you run yesterday,
so,
Jace?
I did not, because it was a roller coaster of a day that kind of sent me on a detour. And
I know that helps you. So
it does. And so today, I politely asked everybody. I'm like, don't call me unless you're literally like your britches are on fire. Like, unless you're on fire and you need a hose, do not call me.
Oh, man, I was texting about something you made me a while ago.
Oh, no, last night. Oh, no, by the time I got to last night, girl, I was relaxed and I was with... that was joyful. I love doing that. So,
you want me to teach you to crochet, you know, it's very relaxing.
Listen to me, you know I'm...
next hobby, geez.
You know I'm bad if I want to crochet and live in the woods. You know stuff is bad. 614, we'll be back after this. Well, we hope that you're having the time of your life listening to the four of us. Jason and Alexis in the morning. My Talk 107.1 and streaming on every household device possible. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. 620 is the time. Lex, we all love a good project. Angel was not into a recent project that you finished, I hear.
No, I just thought this was fun to share. I think another reason why I'm feeling pretty happy today is because I finished a project that has taken me almost 4 months to complete.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. This was a big, you know, these aren't the little baby Yodas. This is a big granny shawl.
Yeah.
And it's perfect because the weather, it's so cold out that I just, I even have it on now. It's so snuggly and cozy. And
Real shawl. Oh, I thought it's you were. A shawl. Okay, that's how you pronounce it. Okay.
Yes, like a poncho with, you know, just, you just wrap it around and stay nice and toasty. And I even had enough yarn to make a bonus project, which was a little poncho for a little lovey, which I was like, all right, look at this.
Oh, sure, look at that.
Yeah, so yesterday I finished it and I'm all happy because it's taken a while. I made a mistake, so I had to unravel it and take it apart. And, that wasn't fun. And, you know, just finding time to make things, you know. And then on top of that, I'm also learning a lot of stuff too. Like, I like to make videos, and so in order for me to get better at making videos, I need to make videos.
Yeah.
Seems very obvious, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking about, so I learned this pattern, it's a crochet project, from a YouTuber named Spider Fiber, and he's a man crocheter. He's a man hooker. I was like, yeah, all right. At the end of his video, he says, let's do a little twirl, or as he's introducing it. So I thought it would be fun to transition from him twirling to Angel twirling, and then I'm wearing it at the end. So I'm pitching this idea to Angel, and I led with, Angel, I need you to twirl.
Oh my God.
No. Why did you lead with that, Lex?
I should have maybe led with something else. At first he goes, what's that? Like, well, you spin in a circle and, you know, here, watch this guy do it. And he was like, you want me to do that? What? So I'm kind of ruining the surprise of my video, but...
Oh, it's fine. We can't wait to see him disgruntled twirling now.
Yeah.
You just look at his face. He does kind of like a flex, like, oh my gosh, I'm wearing this crochet project that's like a granny
style. Oh,
he's got
the shawl on too. The crochet shawl.
He's got the shawl on too.
Oh boy.
Yes. So I posted the video, Lex and the Cities, on Instagram and Facebook and on YouTube as well. So wait for the end because you'll see the I had to take it apart and, you know, I took the long road on this one for sure. I just tweeted it too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's twirling and then I twirl into it. And so
he hates it.
He's like, really, Alexis? Are you kidding me?
I'm looking at it now. Yeah, Lex, he is.
Anything for you, honey.
He's a good sport.
He's not into this at all, Lex. No, look at his face. No.
He's like, all right, I'll twirl.
Fine.
Great.
Can I sit down now?
But, you know, celebrating those small things, although it was kind of a big thing for me because it took forever. It took four cakes, which is balls of yarn, and they're big. There's like 560 yards on each one. Finally, I finished it because, you know, at some point, do I just give up? And especially if you find a mistake, do I take it all apart? And I just had to. So anyway, I just wanted to share that joy.
Oh,
you know,
God. You've got to see this video, everyone. Go to Lex and the Cities on social media. Go to Angel's face. It's just
Lex. Don't stop doing that to him. Don't do that to him.
It's just not a very manly thing to do.
Kenny representing poor the guy. Dudes on the show, thank goodness.
Oh, poor guy. Oh.
God. Oh.
And you're beaming. You're just positively
over. I was so happy, you guys.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
And he's just got that, woe is me look on him.
I like how he tried to make it more manly by flexing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
He's like,
Lex, why am I doing this?
And then I'm going to spin. And then I spun the wrong way in the beginning. You know, sometimes the bloopers of these videos might even be more fun than the actual video.
He looks like he's in an SNL spoof for The Handmaid's Tale.
Man having to wear wife's craft project.
Yes.
He's being forced against
his
will.
He's being forced. It's horrible.
He goes, I'm doing one take of this. I go, okay, well, you better do a good one.
Do a good take. You're going to do more, Mr. Man.
Yeah. That was the one time only.
Blessed be the fruit on hill.
Lex in the Cities, Dawn at Dark, and Jason Matheson. Follow us on social media. A man finds something unfortunate in his toilet when we return.
What?
Welcome back, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1. Little flashback, Ray of Light. It was funny. I was just watching last night. I was in a little YouTube vortex trying to clear my mind, and was in a little Madonna YouTube vortex.
Ooh.
Watching the different Madonna interviews. Yeah, so 6:31. I don't even have to use the word kinda. It is one of those primal worst nightmares. Like, for instance, you know, Dawn and I had the same sharks. We talked about that yesterday. Black water, dark water.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. A python in your toilet.
No way.
Next level. Not just chilling out in the toilet.
No, Lex. So this is real. This is not, this isn't BS. TMZ had the story, the pictures, the kid. So a teenager in Thailand was sitting on his toilet using the facilities and all of a sudden felt an incredibly sharp pain on his peen.
Nope.
And he looked down and there was a 4-foot python biting his junk.
No.
It chomped onto his peen and wasn't letting go. It came up through the toilet.
No. He probably didn't want to be peed on. You know? That's probably why he's like, listen, or yeah, or pooped on. Yeah.
You're finally just like, oh, I'm relaxing, and then all of a sudden, chomp.
You get bitten.
Well, maybe he saw an enemy and decided to defend himself.
Oh.
Or that.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And so he thought, oh, little like short guy, I can get this.
So the Tina is 18 years old. A dude jumped up and ran. And with his pants around his ankles. And then when he got up, the snake let go. But
well, the scariest thing, too, is that once it chomped down, it did let go. But then it became like a blood hose. It was spraying all over the bathroom.
That's a phrase I never wanted to hear, a blood hose.
Where did you come up with that, Alexis G. Thompson? And the G.
Sweet mother of all that is good and pure.
What in the hell is wrong blood with you, hose. Thompson?
Blood hose? Did she just say blood hose?
Yes, she did. She sure did.
I don't know why, but I did a deep dive. I read multiple stories on this, and they were saying that the mom walked into the bathroom, and it was spraying all over.
Oh.
Sprinkler style. Can you imagine your 18-year-old? You walk in, and you see that?
No.
He had to get 3 stitches on the end.
No.
Yeah.
Sheree, anything you want
to
say?
Hail to the nah, to the nah, nah, nah.
Oh, Sheree! I love her! Oh, where's she been?
Hail to the no, to the no, no.
Hail to the na, to the na, na, na.
No. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no. And Lex, you know, look, you own 50% of this company. Your name's on the show, but may I politely ask you once again, please never, ever again on this broadcast use the term blood hose. Thank you.
I'll try. Oh. I mean, when it's appropriate, guys.
You know? Why?
Great question, Julia.
Oh, God. That really is. I mean, all kidding aside, that is one of those things you shouldn't have to worry about. Mm-hmm. And maybe they have different plumbing systems, regulations in Thailand. I don't know. I hope that the plumbing systems here are maybe a little safer. I don't know. I don't want to have to worry about that in 2020. We have enough to worry about.
Well, now I have to worry about the toilet, and they're just happy to be alive. You know, they're just like, "Whoa, I made it!
Now I have to
my
worry
body
about
through all this plumbing, and here I am."
Yeah. You know, like, I don't want to have to worry about ball pythons attacking my...
Well, luckily this was not a deadly cobra. You know, this
No, it was a python, a non-poisonous one, so...
Could have been worse, I guess, right?
And it was India, right?
No, Thailand. Right outside of Bangkok, yeah.
I would swim to the other side of the world. I would leave and never, ever look back. All of my belongings left behind. I would just be gone forever.
Hail to the nah, to the nah, nah, nah.
If I have to make a Huck Finn raft and float across the sea, that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
Never again.
No, I'm with you, Kenny. I don't want to worry about that. That's just one thing that I don't want on my list.
Yeah,
just come on. That's the place. Ugh. Well, you know, and then
relax. You're releasing. You're just
Well, and
here I am, and then you have to worry about that.
Well, and immediately, Lex, I go to you. I think of you and the rat that you encountered. You had your love stare. You went into the bathroom, and a rat had crawled up the toilet, and was standing two legged up. And staring at you as
like,
you open
as
you open the stall door.
Can you imagine if I was on the toilet when that thing came out of?
And you looked down and Fluffy was looking up at you.
You can't even believe it's happening. I'm sure.
Oh
no,
your brain wouldn't even process it.
No,
I don't know how you guys can even go back into. How can you go back to that bathroom? I would never, ever enter that
There's no
that
time.
Bathroom.
I mean, when I have to go because the commercial breaks are a certain
you know
amount
what
of
I would
time,
do if I
have
I
to
were...
put on a timer on my phone and run.
No, yeah. Dawn, so I would go outside behind the dumpster. seriously.
There's no time. Don't,
I'll give you Mr. Chair. You can use the right up behind the dumpster.
Oh, yeah. We never talked about Mr. Chair. Did you get that out of your car and take a picture of it for Jason?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Can you tell people what Mr. Chair is?
It's a toilet seat mounted on a camp stool. And it's always in my truck. Always.
Always. Just in case, so you don't have to go in the ditch.
Just in case I'm in dirty old Missouri where there's no rest areas.
Or you've had two hot dogs and tacos.
Or tacos. Yeah. Or that. But
this snake story, I'm wondering, did you tell Anhil about this?
I have not, no.
Because I'm wondering if he would prefer this over the ghost pepper.
Oh, good question. Yeah. Okay, I'll ask him when he wakes up. What would you rather?
Would
you pepperween?
Will you put a shawl on him? Yeah. You're like, good morning. Here's your shawl. Now let's talk about snakes coming out of toilets. He'll be like, go away.
Yeah. Now twirl. I'll make a little special little one too.
Oh God.
Oh no, I mean big, huge one.
Big, huge.
Yeah, gigantic. Yeah. That snake won't know what's coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I mean, goodness. It will be a battle of epic proportions.
Thank you.
That's what it will be. That snake's in your toilet, man.
It just bothers me that this is something else we have to have in our mind.
And the
chances are slim here, but still.
That's true.
But still. It's still a possibility, which is just horrifying. Well, I told you know, and along with that, if you've been a long time listener of the show, you know the rat story of Alexis, and then you also know this story. My friend, I won't say her name because I've embarrassed her enough over the years, but she got up in the middle of the night, had to use the facilities. She's half asleep, as you are, you know, when you wake up in the middle of the night, and she sat down. And she started doing her business, and a bat flew up between her legs.
No.
And, the baby bat was, you know how there's the lip of the toilet? the bat was hanging, like sleeping on the lip of the toilet, and then was disturbed and flew up right between her legs.
Yeah. See, now, if that would have happened to Bea Arthur, I would have thought she just gave birth to one, but...
Oh, look, a baby.
That's an easy birth right there. Bam. Look what I just did.
She coughed, and out came a bat.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Flying away from her.
Thank God she's on vacation and she's not listening. This month, Listener Rewards is hot. I'm talking real hot. Get lit, everyone, with $1,500 Lighting RX makeover from Southern Lights. You can also win $200 Staples gift card, $100 from Dick's Sporting Goods, and gift cards to Starbucks and the Chipotle. Sign up for Listener Rewards at mytalk1071.com or on our app. When we come back, two stories that I'm very curious of what Alexis and Dawn are going to feel about. Number one, for Dawn, the Dune trailer's out.
Yeah.
Number two, sad news for Walking Dead fans when we return.
The Jason and Alexis Show presents The Dynasty Slap of the Day.
You're finished. You've lost everything. And I now own this house.
This house? Are you insane?
Oh, no. I'm perfectly sane. So take this junk and your blonde tramp and get out of my home.
This has been The Dynasty Slap of the Day.
Welcome back. Take your junk and your blonde tramp and get out of my house. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything. I own 51% of this company as I storm into a boardroom. I'm Jace with Lex. Another great Dynasty moment. I shouldn't say everybody. So many people in my life, when like my friend Kelly Huffman, who's our assistant news director, and Colin, and not so much Colin because he's younger, but anyone that grew up during the Dynasty era, when every time we go into a boardroom or like a meeting room, we always open both double doors and do the Alexis Carrington Colby. We always walk in going, I own 51% of this company. And it just, it tickles me. So many friends of mine do. Because I think when you get in a boardroom, you do want to be like Joan Crawford. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or the double doors.
Yeah. Or Alexis Carrington Colby Dexter, you know, and when she gets enough voting proxy to take over the company. It's just, it's fantastic. I own 51% of this company. Anyway, coming up on 6:48, I don't even know what to go to first because I forget my reaction. I'm really curious about you two. I'll start with Dune because I the minute I watched it, correct me if I'm wrong, Dawn, you were a fan of the original. Am I right on that, or was that up?
No, it's true. We had a Laserdisc machine, we only had a few movies. We had Tron, Dune, Jane Fonda's Workout, and something else. We would go rent them, but I watched Dune over and over again. My dad had the books. He was a huge sci-fi fan, and so I've read the books, and I'm a huge fan of the original because it's a David Lynch film, you know, who did Twin Peaks, and so got some of the great players from Twin Peaks in the movie. Yeah,
and
I'm a fan.
So there's a new one out, everybody, and this one has Timothy Chalamet and Jason Momoa and Oscar Isaacs from Star Wars. New director, kind of new vision. The trailer was released yesterday. What did you think, Dawn?
Oh, I think this is going to be absolutely huge. It looks beautiful. They're really doing it some justice. And I'm surprised they took this long to retell this story. You know what I mean? Because it was sort of a pop culture type of a hit in the 80s. And also in the sci-fi world of books in the 70s, definitely. Or maybe even the 60s. It was definitely something that all the sci-fi nerds were reading, you know?
Can you give us a nibble? What is the general, you know, like Star Wars, young Luke wants to be a Jedi. Yeah. What is the through line for Dune?
Well,
it's complicated, I know.
Okay, so there's this thing called the spice that is basically the big commodity on this planet. And the spice is mined through these huge creatures, these worm creatures in the desert,
okay,
which is very bizarre. But it's about this kid who is of noble blood. He comes from a noble family, and he's also has these special abilities. So it does have sort of a Star Wars idea, like as far as like his ability to sense spice is heightened or more than other people. And it just has to do. And then there's wicked people who are trying to control him. Gosh, am I doing a good job explaining it? And then there's a love interest who in this movie is played by Zendaya, which is going to be really neat to see her in this role.
Yeah.
And then it's very bizarre, but it's not your typical story.
The trailer looks epic. See, I don't know anything about it, so I'm glad to have a little taste of that, but I'm just so excited to see it.
You are, Lex?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good, good, good.
Well, especially, I love Zendaya. I love Timothy Chalamet, so to see them together, and they seem to, I mean, at least in the trailer, to have some chemistry going on, and, you know, he's getting ready for a battle. There's lots of action.
Question, Dawn.
Yeah.
The original one, David Lynch wrote the screenplay, correct, based on the book?
I'm not sure about it.
And I'm just wondering if this one, the screenplay for this one, is basically the same as the Lynch screenplay, or if they started over and just rewrote their own screenplay based on the book.
I bet they did their own thing based on the book. Yeah, okay. David Lynch did write the screenplay, you're right.
Yeah.
You know, because there's more than one book. There's a series of books. So,
you said that. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I bet that they did their own thing because I feel like the audience that they're tapping into isn't necessarily the same audience. Like they're tapping into with this one a younger audience casting Timothy Chalamet. They don't know the original movie anyway, so I don't think it's going to offend anyone by doing their own thing. But the basic storyline, I'm sure, is the same. I don't know how you could avoid it.
Yeah,
I remember seeing the original and being, I'm not a science fiction guy, so it didn't cut it for me. But I mean, Kyle MacLachlan, Virginia Madsen,
Sting was in it.
Sidos, yeah, Sting was in it. Patrick
Stewart. Yeah, tantric sex right in the middle. Yeah.
What? Of course. He's a bad guy.
Well, during the whole thing, actually, Jason.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Right. I wonder if David Lynch, how he feels about this.
Yeah, interesting. I don't know. Yeah. He's really into meditating now, so I'm sure he's very zen about it.
Oh, he's
transcendental. He has a transcendental meditation center in L.A.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. Let's go.
Let's go to that.
Not now, is that just a cover? You know.
That's just a cover to smoke copious amounts of weed, right?
I don't think he has to have a cover.
No, I don't think he needs it. He's really into it.
He likes to actually find inspiration through meditation, and he's really swears by it. He's a big proponent of meditation.
Oh, who has the time? Jeez.
I know. I wish I did.
I've tried so many times.
Me too.
Yeah. No, I get so distracted.
I know. I get, the internet and stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Keep trying.
Driving the internet. Stuff, you know. Yeah. You end up driving into the ditch and, you know.
Yeah. While you're driving, Kenny, don't do that.
Yeah. Don't meditate while you're driving,
like,
Kenny.
Hum,
don't.
Hum, finding the zen.
Oh, ditch.
Oh, no, on the hoople head.
Highway 252, 280. No, Stern swears by it. I mean, he said it's changed his life, and I need to try it again. I really do. I think, especially now, I think it would calm me, and it would be good. So maybe I'll get an app. I'm sure there's an app for that. So.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Well, you can train your brain to do it. When I first, I don't do it anymore, which I should, because then I might not want to start my own hippie commune and move away from civilization if I meditated. But you kind of have to train your brain to do it. When I went to the School of Metaphysics, it's something that we learned, and that was the time in my life where I was happier than any other time. It's just you know, at first it scared me because I would sort of go into this place in my mind, and then it would be like I would get scared. It felt like I was like disconnecting from myself, and then it was a scary feeling, and I kind of got over that. So
Well, I need to do it. So if anyone wants, if there's a meditation expert out there, let me know. Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it.
Sure, there's YouTube videos, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. I mean, we can learn everything on YouTube. I mean, I could learn how to play Kenny's accordion. You know, I found a YouTube
crochet
on that.
Crochet from Alexis.
I'm going to learn how to crochet from Alexis. That's right. Yep. Before we do go into the woods and join that community.
Right.
Like an M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Village. One of the worst movies ever made by anybody. I was never so mad as at the end of that movie when I discovered the village was really a small wooded area outside of a highway.
They pan back. You're like, wait, what?
It was a great twist, right?
Highway 94. What do you mean? The village is right by.
I liked it. I thought it was such a cool twist.
It's right by Casey's General Store. Were you kidding me?
On the corner of Hiawatha and 94.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, those. It's right by the fairgrounds. That's the village. Anyway, Falcon Heights, 6:55. Stay right there. Bad news for Walking Dead fans. Dawn and Alexis will react. Is it back, Lex? I don't know. Stay tuned right after this.